Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. Our month of the Little Spirit Moon is whizzing by in the Upper Gunflint. With the light at the end of Tunnel 2012 beginning to glow, one has to wonder where, oh where, this year has gone. Holiday excitement is blanketing the area more than the most recent winter storm forecast. In fact, there's far more enthusiasm about the coming birthday of all birthdays than there is snow. Guess this is maybe the way it should be. Mother Nature sent her cold weather emissary into the area last weekend to perform some winter doings. Alas, Old Man Winter showed up, but with not much in his bucket. The dumping we were expecting turned out barely more than wimpy. To the delight of many, however, the 3 to 4 inch accumulation did freshen up our patchwork brown and white forest floor. Last Saturday was seasonably cold, and I devoted a few moments to sitting down at the lake shore. The time was spent watching a solemn Gunflint Lake service taking on its first crinkling crystals. This liquid to solid happening has always fascinated yours truly. I'm no maple syrup practitioner, but it would seem like this natural process of turning water into ice must be similar to watching boiling sap reach the sugar stage. There was first one wrinkle on the water, and that spewed into one more, and then those two fragmented into another, and on, until a jigsaw wrinkled skim suddenly appeared. Our December lake service makeover was a spiritual uplifting of sorts. The essence of this congealing occurrence is equally glorious, as will be a return to the surges dashing the granite shore next May. Woe is me and the ice-making romance. Our calm inland sea was taken by a belch from the northwest. Air currents suddenly moved across the serene water, engulfing it with ripples once more. In a blink of an eye, the wisp of chilling character was gone. It went chortling into the rocky lakeside, gone until another time, for dreaming of ice cakes and ensuing icy conversations. Back to reality, the Smiths got a triple treat this past Monday. A late evening return trip from Grand Marais was rich as a hot fudge sundae. First of all, we were reminiscing the joys of our Sound of Music experience at the Borealis Chorale Christmas concert. Second, some 20 miles of cruise along the trail found us driving in spectacular snowfall. And to cap things off, the whipped cream and cherry on top of this sweet winter happening, we came upon two moose. Yes, Virginia, there are still moose up the trail. With adventures like this, life can't get much better. A report comes from over on Loon Lake in regard to a case of apparent unlawful activity. It seems that a resident along the lake recently cut down an uninspiring aspen. It was decided the tree could be cut up and split for next summer's campfire needs. So the job was undertaken. Task completed, the remains were left in a pile to be stacked come spring. Over a period of days, the resident woodsman took notice that his wood cache seemed to be disappearing. Soon, a good deal of the wood pile was gone. Yet no trace of a thieving culprit could be found. Not planning to involve law enforcement at this point, the fellow was sharing his story with another local outdoorsman. The two of them decided on a private investigation before filing an official theft report. To make a long story short, after searching a number of suspected possibilities, a trek through the woods and wetlands brought them to what appeared to be a newly remodeled beaver lodge at the end of the lake. It was here that the missing goods were discovered, all neatly arranged atop the animal's homestead. Bucky needed a new roof before winter got too far along. Guess this gnawing critter could not pass up a good thing. All this construction material, cut and split, just for the taking. Too good to be true. A beaver builder's dream. Why not? Case of the Pilsford Firewood closed. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on. and savor the mystique of the outdoors.